Singapore is facing dramatic volatility in wholesale power prices as the import-dependent nation grapples with a global energy crisis. Wholesale electricity prices surged almost 1,300% in 2 days before falling again. Traders say a drop in Indonesian gas supply has caused tripping at some Singapore power plants, while others have shut for unplanned maintenance. The U.S. has reported more cases of the Omicron virus variant in New York and Colorado. 5 cases have been confirmed in New York City, and Mayor Bill de Blasio says people should assume the new strain is spreading there. New York State, meanwhile, reported more than 11,000 new infections, the most since January. More than 56 hospitals in the state are now reporting bed capacity of 10% or less. The White House wants to rally allied countries to crack down on surveillance technology used for alleged human rights abuses in China and elsewhere. During a summit of global democracies next week, the Biden administration will announce an initiative to prevent the spread of tech used to track and control citizens. Officials declined to name which countries will join the initiative. U.S. antitrust officials have sued to block NVIDIA's proposed $40 billion takeover of Arm, saying the deal would harm competition in the semiconductor market. The FTC says it's acted to prevent a chip conglomerate from stifling the innovation pipeline for next-generation technologies. Arm is owned by SoftBank Group and licenses its technology to hundreds of companies while competing with none of them. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vani Quinn. This is Bloomberg.